You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated design show. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. This week, Adam Thompson, head of strategy at creative agency Wink Creative, also Monocle's sister company, tells us about a fabric that's become part of London's identity.
Moquette. It's not a word you commonly hear, unless you're involved in weaving or drapery, that is. Yet, chances are, if you visited London, you're likely to have sat on moquette. It's a thick pile fabric used for carpets and upholstery. It's originally a French, possibly Italian word, derived from the Italian for mohair. This exotic-sounding fabric sets the tone for the cosmopolitan feel of London, and in particular, its underground, without most people even noticing its presence. This is because it's the humble fabric used for upholstering the seats on London's commuter trains, trams, and buses. Moquette is a hard-wearing fabric woven from yarn. It looks a little like a very short-haired carpet. It's basically a velvet. The ones on London's transport feature colourful geometric patterns, which often have a long history. In the early 20th century, the underground was a disparate array of separate lines, operated by various private companies. Come 1933, the companies running different lines were nationalised and integrated into a single body, the London Passenger Transport Board, now known as Transport for London, or TfL. Frank Pick, chief executive during this period, had a fascination with visual arts that led to the commission of both the London Underground font and the now famous Roundel logo. His passion for design also led to the appointment of a man named Christian Barman. Following an invitation from Pick in 1935, Barman took on the role of publicity officer at London Transport, which gave him a wonderfully broad range of responsibilities, including advertising, signs, notices, and street furniture. Barman took things a step further, commissioning designers to create unique fabrics for the seats. The fabrics were designed by the likes of Brit Enid Marx, American Marion Dorn, British modernist artist Paul Nash, Czech Jacqueline Grogue, and Swiss Marion Straub, who all came up with designs that have stood a remarkable test of time. With the exception of Nash, these may not be household names today, but this was in the age before designers were creative directors. In some ways, Enid Marx shaped the moquette more than anyone else. A successful book illustrator and designer of fashionable hand-printed textiles, Marx was commissioned in 1936 to design the seating fabric for London Underground trains and buses. Marx loved the commission, recognising the unique challenges it posed.
The seating needed to look fresh at all times, even after bricklayers had sat on it, so there was a camouflage problem. The design, therefore, had to be bold, but because it was for a moving vehicle, shouldn't be too dazzling to passengers.
The results set the tone for the strong and timeless geometric designs that are still in use today. The fabrics used by TfL today continue to be designed by mostly female designers. Clerkenwell-based design duo Harriet Wallace-Jones and Emma Sewell have been behind most of today's moquettes, many of which are inspired in some way by those that preceded them. In homage to the man who kick-started it all, Barman was introduced in 2010 following a public competition, and if you look closely, it features St Paul's, London Eye, Big Ben, and Tower Bridge. According to the designers, it echoes the Russian constructivist textiles of the 1920s, which used industrial machinery and objects as inspiration for the patterns. Wallace Sewell have worked with TfL since 2007 when they designed the distinctive overground moquette that features a mix of oranges and browns, which somehow work en masse. They've also designed the purple moquette that will be used on the Crossrail project, which will see the fabric travel far beyond the city after it's been woven at Chimera, the mill responsible for all TfL's fabrics. Why does it matter, this moquette fabric? To me, and many others, it's a sign of home. In many ways, it's the fabric of London itself, woven into the very day-to-day lives of its citizens. It's a subliminal visual cue that gently reminds us to remain curious about the lesser-considered elements of a daily commute. Next time you mind the gap, take a look around before you sit down.
A very special thanks there to Adam Thompson for that report on Transport for London's moquette fabric. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast anytime you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.